Late in November 2003, we learned about the untimely passing of a Main Menu contributor, Henry Brooch. By trade, Henry was accomplished at tuning and repairing pianos, and in his spare time, amongst other things, Henry enjoyed making sound recordings, tinkering with computers, and bell ringing. Many of us were not fortunate enough to know Henry personally. However, we were lucky enough to benefit from Henry's vast knowledge and experience. Earlier today, I spoke to Henry's wife, Mrs. Brooch, and offered the condolences of ACB radio listeners. Henry recorded two items for Main Menu, and in celebration of Henry's life and memory, we'll hear these items now.
Hello, everybody. This is Henry Brooch from Kidderminster. Just wanted to review for you today the Veronica FM board. It comes in the mail, depending on whether you request it or not, with an AC power supply. I even think that they may do one for 110 volts, but don't quote me on that. You can order the board with or without the AC power supply, but I recommend you order it with it, because in the final analysis, when I got mine, I had a couple of AC to DC supplies that would have powered the board very nicely, and they did. But I wound up ordering their supply because it's basically got a filter in there which keeps any RF products from getting back into the board via the AC line. That is to say, a lot of these smaller supplies, when you use them, will give you a lot of AC ripple back into your whatever you're using. You've probably noticed this with some of these radios like your Sangenes and some of these others, that when you tune through the stations, you get a lot of hum. Well, that hum is generally RF getting back into the radio via the AC supply. I believe it's an RF component that's generated as a radio signal. And then it gets modulated back into the receiver, and so you hear it as a bit of AC ripple. Well, they've got a choke in there that gets rid of this. So it's a very smooth supply that they give away or sell. It's actually about $10 for the supply when you order it. Has the appropriate filtration built into it, i.e. chokes or whatever you like. Okay, so having said this, the board comes with an AC supply, which can be ordered separately. And I believe it comes with a 9-volt battery. You can run the board on this 9-volt battery, but it won't last very long. It'll give you a few hours. But if you just want to try it out, it's a good way to go if you haven't got an AC supply handy. And if you have the board in front of you with the components facing up, and you have it on your lap, which probably isn't a good idea because you might cause some problems with the chips, but regard it as you would any piece of computer kit to be protected from static electricity. I mean, it's rugged enough. Certainly, I've had it for a year and a half, and it's done very well. But just take the usual precautions. If you look at the board, on your left-hand side, well, if you orient it so that you feel a bunch of audio jacks, those are the inputs to the board for your audio connections. They're RCA-type connectors. And if you orient these to the left, and this will give you the same orientation that I'm going to be discussing. So you have the board with the components facing up, and the audio jacks pointing to the left, so that if you have a cord plugged into it, it would be hanging off the lower left-hand corner. Now, there are only three controls or variables that you have to worry about. The rest of it is totally self-contained, and there's nothing else you can adjust or need to adjust. You've got two potentiometers for the volume control for each channel, and you've got the one that adjusts frequency. Now, if you look at the board with the RCA jacks to your left, cord pointing out away from you to your left or the lower left-hand corner, you will notice that there's a potentiometer just scooched down on the lower left-hand edge. This is the potentiometer for that jack, which is associated with it. Go over to the jack next to it, and you'll find the same type of potentiometer on the other side, which will control the other jack. I run these potentiometers totally clockwise at maximum input. Even with maximum input, I find that that general inputs, such as you get from a hi-fi system, are perfect. Then, to orient yourself and find the trimmer which adjusts your frequency, you go a little bit up from the input for the topmost of the two jacks. You go just a little bit up and to your right, and you shouldn't counter it. Feels like a low squat cylinder with another cylinder coming out of it. This is a threaded screw piece that you have to turn. So it's the only thing like it. And basically you tune the radio to a clear channel and you tune this little pot until you hear the unit come up. I've had this unit sitting on the same frequency for a year and a half and it's never moved. Been absolutely rock steady. I also know that these units are basically what goes into their transmitters. Now, they market FM transmitters all over the world at various power levels, anything from 5 watts to 5,000 watts, if here you can run that much power legally. And all these transmitters incorporate this little board. And this is what you're buying when you buy one of their kits. It's all pre-assembled. It comes through with all the connections ready. In the upper left-hand corner, you've got two little lugs which have two wires soldered to them. These two wires are about 30 inches long each. They are the antenna, and this is what makes it work. And a few little tips on this. If you don't do anything about the little antenna, you're going to hear this thing all over the neighborhood, and your neighbors are going to be knocking on your door along with the FCC. Because people are going to complain about the signal wiping out the FM band. This thing is so strong that you will get power levels, which will be surprising. I mean, okay, this thing maybe puts out 50 milliwatts. But I found the best part of this is discretion, and the best part of discretion is to do the following. Cut the wires back to about 6 inches or even 4 inches. And you will find you'll get plenty of coverage for your house, and once you get away from the house, you won't hear the unit any further. Before I attempted this, I tested the range of the unit, and we could hear it about right down to the end of our street from our car radio. So I figured that's going to be a bit too much. And the board is here. I'm going to pull it out and sort of have it in my hand as I'm talking. Maybe we can have a bit of a play with this, and you can hear how it works. I'll switch over to the radio now. Turn the radio up. Let's see.
It's a good friend, but it arrived.
I'm going to switch. There, I've just switched over to the unit. You won't be able to hear anything because it's now putting out a dead carrier. Now, I'm just using my fingernail. Now, see, you can hear what's happening. As I put my hands near the potentiometer, the frequency jumps. Okay? Okay, I've got my fingernail in the slot, and I'm going to turn it. And there it is. I've moved it. I've just moved it ever so slightly. And you can do it with a fingernail. I really recommend using a screwdriver. But you can hear how it moves. And there, I'm back on frequency again. So, I mean, it's easy to do, to adjust this thing. And you should have no trouble. Yeah. I'm going to put this back in. There we go. Back into its little hole. And that's us finished with that. Okay, so there you have it. That's the unit in brief.
Thanks, Henry. And if you wish to contact Veronica Broadcast Equipment directly, their website is at www.veronica.co.uk. That's www.veronica.co.uk.
Henry Brooks telling us about the Veronica FM transmitter, first heard on ACB Radio Mainstream in May of 2001. Slightly under a year later, Henry was back with this item about two chat programs of special interest to ham radio operators.
This is Henry Brooks. I'm going to talk to you about two chat programs. That is to say, using a microphone with your computer to talk to the internet world, which are rather specialized in their concept in as much as they're aimed at amateur radio or ham radio hams. So if you're a radio ham, if you're an amateur radio operator, keep listening. The prerequisite of this program is that you have a call sign and be a licensed amateur radio operator. Having said that, we have two programs here, which are basically... they do the same things, but they're definitely different in execution and the way they function, but they're both fairly accessible. I've used both of these routinely with window eyes, and they do work with HAL, but I don't think quite as well as they do with window eyes. Okay, so let's have a little bit discussion about the two programs and then what to do with them. iLink is the first one. It's the simplest, the most basic, and easiest perhaps to understand, but perhaps most difficult to run, because, all right, where do you get it from? iLink is available from http://www.aacnet.net. And you go down to the latest news area, and there is your download area, and you pick up the software. There are two versions of it, a zip file and an executable. The zip file is a slightly older version of the program, but if you're running XP, they recommend you use a zip file and read the README file to find out how to install it. But basically what you're doing is, in both cases of the program, they both get set up off of your startup menu, off of programs, into the iLink directory, which contains all of the basic files, and you basically run them from there. So what I tend to do is run it like this.
Start menu, iLink8was.txt.
Now I've got a whole slew of programs here, but I know the program is called Links.
Help menu closed, my computer, iLink.
And I'm in it. The program will start off by asking you for your call sign. You just type that in, and it'll let you know that it's got to go off and validate it. It'll check to see that you're a legitimate operator, probably by checking one of the sites like QSL.net. I don't know, though. But it must do something, because after a while, it validates you. So what you have to do is come back in an hour or so, and you'll probably find that you're validated. I've been validated, so I'm going to do an Alt B.
Menu closed. Edit box. List box. Call sign. Hourglass.
Now by
HPTGL temp closed low count so busy 122.75.93 1 of 109. No,
now see, we have 109 people on there. The first person is a VK. And we can tab over. You have in window eyes, you tab over to the call signs.
Edit box 172.93.
Yeah, I'm into the assigned number fields. Each person gets assigned a unique number. And you can log this number either of your own or anybody else's call and use that to either call somebody or look for that number to get the person you want to reach. But the calls are there too, so you tab one more.
List box, call sign, VKHPTGL temp closed low count so busy 122.
Now he's busy and says Link.
VKHPTGL temp closed KD1LZL Manchester, NH147.525 on 10/43/15,700.
Now this guy's in Manchester, New Hampshire. Okay, I'm going to try this one.
KB1DR Connecticut, welcome all on 10/39/13,700.
And that's a Connecticut repeater.
Of 109.
And we just click on it.
Attempt
like this.
Connection.
With a carriage return, we're connected in. And there's usually a welcome box.
Services.
Good morning.
Traffic.
And you press space bar.
Yep, I kind of missed that one. Try it again. KJ1Q, name is Jim Juliet Indy Mike.
Yeah. Hi, Jim. Name is Hank. And good morning. I'm in Kidderminster, England, even though I know the accent says I'm not a Brit, but I'm from Boston originally. I'm actually doing a broadcast for ACB Radio, which is a net radio program. And so you're actually going to be going out onto a net radio link to a lot of blind users. So, hope you're copying okay. You're coming in here in great shape. You sound like you're running through the repeater, obviously. And, there you go. That's the story here. I'm glad it's working, and I'm glad we were able to connect up. So, thanks for being my first contact for the broadcast. And, hopefully you're receiving me okay. From G0GKU.
Please.
Hello? Yeah, no problem. Right? We'll say hi to everybody listening there. And we're on our UHF handy talkie into one of the UHF repeaters in the system. So That's where we're coming in from. We're walking around, as you probably can tell. That deal? You gotta let it drop, otherwise you can't go back to him.
Okay, Jim. I have to remember to lay hands off that space bar. Yeah, because, you know, with EQSO, you have to hold it down. And with this thing, you just press it once. And so it does make a difference. So from G0GKU, all the best and take care. Thanks for the contact and the demo.
Please.
Okey-dokey. Yeah, no problem. We're in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. It's about 5 miles south of the capital of Hartford there. So no problem. You might tell me, we just checked out EQSO last night. Which one do you like better? Or are they about the same? Over.
Well, I just think from the point of view of operation, Jim, I prefer EQSO. But I'll tell you what, I think the audio's better from this. Just slightly. I mean, I get a rapid tick, 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 tick coming from the EQSO on some stations. Not on all of them, but just on some of them. But I think I like the feel of EQSO in terms of it's more like amateur radio, in as much as you can go up to a place, it's like a frequency, you can listen to people chatting, and you can take your turn, and it's a conference system, really. And this is a chat system between two individuals. They both have their places, and they're both great programs. This one is perhaps a little more difficult to drive because of the... there's no way, with this particular version of the software, there's no way to tell empirically whether you're transmitting or receiving. As you could hear with me, I had that problem. But, you know, once you get the hang of this one, it's very good. But I certainly think the audio is better on this one, Jim. Go ahead, G0GKU.
Please.
Okay, you know, okay, that's good to know. But I listened to the other one there last night. The audio didn't seem too bad. The only thing I didn't like about it, you know, is a repeater owner and stuff. Like you said, you're sitting in that conference thing with everybody listed, but... when they're talking to each other, you also hear them. So if you want to talk on the repeaters, then it doesn't make it that easy. You know, should it bother somebody? So in that respect, this one's a little better, unless you can change that. Yeah, okay, well, nice chatting with you, and do stop back. I'd like to chat with you some more there, and have a nice day. Nice meeting you. From KJ1Q in Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
Hi, computer. Pleased to meet you.
And that's what it sounds like when you have a contact with iLink. And you just end the contact by Alt-E. Now, you'll notice, though, that I was talking about the aspects of the transmission and receive situation. All these programs act differently, but they all have one thing in common. You have to press something to make it happen. So, in the case of iLink, when you press the key once, it changes the state from receive to transmit. And it's a good idea to allow 6 seconds or so from the last time you hear something through the loudspeaker before you do anything. Otherwise, you could be still waiting to transmit. And you don't know that you're transmitting, as I've said, because it's difficult to tell whether there is a transmission, whether you're transmitting, unless you notice the stream bits. Future versions of iLink should address this problem. We will be getting a beep when you press the space bar to let you know that you're in the transmit, or at least that you've changed state. Now, you can also use an Alt-F for find. You can look for a call letter, and that'll just tell you if there's a call letter you're looking for in the list, and that's very useful to be able to do. And that's basically iLink. There's not much to it. It's very basic, very simple, and as you can hear, it's like having a transceiver in your computer. Okay, well, now let's talk about EQSO. It's a different ball game completely. And this program is available from www.eqso.net. http://www.eqso.net. You download the pcuser.zip or pcuser.exe.zip, and this program basically extracts, and you've got to copy the files to where you want to use them. So again, you have to do a lot of this stuff manually. So I copy the files into my Windows startup menu /program/iLink. So I've got all my the three files within the PC user subset. They're all in the iLink directory. So when I go to the startup menu and I type iLink,
iLink.about.txt,
and C for client.
C equals client PCM0ZPD.exe.
That's the name of the executable program. We run this.
Menu closed. My computer. List view. Edit box. Call sign comment. C0Q. 3 lock 8 1 of 12.
And it too invites you to stick in your call sign. So you type in your call sign. You tab around the program with the window eyes I'm speaking from. You tab around the program.
Edit box. Call sign comment. Hank Kidderminster.
And you see it's got me there as G0GKU Hank and Kidderminster.
Congo box. Presets.
Also, you have a list of presets, and I'm going to cursor up and down through these, but this defaults to the first preset on the list. There are a good many of them, but the first version you'll be getting probably only comes through with 4, and it's best to log into the first one, which is
repeater.dns2go.com101 of 22.
And what you hear is the repeater.dns.go.com, and that tells you you're set up for room 101, which is generally the default rooms for these things. It's a little bit like, imagine a direct channel. So I haven't done anything yet. I've just tabbed around. But when you get the program, if you just hit return after you put your call sign in, we're now in the program. Now, I don't hear anybody.
My computer, traffic, pointer, M1.R, XOSTHE.
Yet, I can go through them. I'm using my audio mouse with window eyes to check through the call signs there at the top of the program window. That's the top window. That's the top line of the window, and here are the call signs. You can see how many people are here now.
2E1M.E2BCJ Thomas G0Q Hank Kidderminster G0SPHL Mid Cheshire Gateway.
Now that SPHL means he's a link, and he's in Cheshire, and he's got a link, which means that when you brought anybody who's in this room will hear me when I start transmitting.
G0WZLR 2M7TCM Burnley G0WZLR WZL.
Now he's in Burnley and he's a repeater.
G0WZL
and
G4CGBL Dudley Grimby.
Now there's another link. He's in Dudley.
2875430.050MH.
And you can see a lot of these guys have links already set to go. And with this program, one room does all. So in other words, when I put my call sign out, I'll go out over every one of these links and to every one of the people listening here.
G4FZNR, Scotch Corner, 2M repeater, Neon.
Now he's in Scotch Corner, Northeast England, and he's a repeater.
G6GVHL, link 145.337577ZTCSSNNR, Bristol U.
And every one of these have slightly different setups. Now, what I do is I tab over.
Track box, list, 2E1, edit box, button, send, Congo, edit box, room 101, 117.
You can, now, if you don't like room 101, you can go over, tab over to the rooms dialog, and I'm in the rooms dialog now, and I'll cursor down through.
105.217.
And we're in 105. Now let's see who's in here.
G0Q traffic XOGIF GZ Gun PTT.
I'm the only one in here.
222.3 of 7.
He is 222.
G0Q traffic XOGIF Gun PTT.
I'm the only one in here.
4QNET 4 of 17.
4QNET. I'm not quite sure what that's about, but there's rarely anybody in here.
TAPERS 5 of 17.
TAPERS. I don't know what this is. It's another room created.
Blind Ops.
Blind Ops, that's obvious.
G0Q, Hetman, PTT.
And I'm the only one in here at the moment.
Dutch, 7 of 17.
Now there's a Dutch room.
English, 8 of 17.
English, as you can hear, nobody here.
Espanol, 9 of 17.
Espanol.
GB3CL, 10 of 7. GB3CL, link on 2 p.m., 10 p.m., G0Q. GB3CL, link on 2 p.m., 10 p.m., every day, Joe 010.
Let's see if anybody's listening in here, because we've only got the repeater, which inhabits this room. And on this one, you've got to hold the space bar down. Now I'm going to tap it, and you'll hear what happens.
Please.
Hear that beep? That tells you you're transmitting out to the room, but I just tapped it, so it just went on for a split second.
Please.
QRZ, this is Golf Zero, Golf Kill United.
Please.
Okay, so... See, that's GB3CL. You heard its ID come up. And that is the repeater we were just on. So I'm going to tab over to the room's dialogue.
101.17.
Now let's see if we can get a contact in room 101. We're in room 101. Remember, there are all kinds of people here. So...
India 01 Echo Golf Tango. Italy 01 Echo Golf Tango. EQSO standing by.
I won Zulu Golf Tango. This is for a quick one. There's Golf Zero, Golf Killer Uniform.
Please.
Zero, Golf Killer Uniform, good evening. Thanks for answering the call. This is India, Zulu 1, Echo Golf Tango. I said 1EG here. My name is Fabio, Fox Alpha Bravo, India, Oscar. Do you copy, over?
Yeah, copy you loud and clear. Anyway, thanks for the comeback. You're a very good signal through, and it sounds excellent audio. We're in Kidderminster, UK, which is not far from Birmingham. Back to you there from G0GKU.
Yes, QSL, IZ1EGPG0GKU. Yes, QSL, I think your name is Hank, near Birmingham. I have a friend of mine, living in Tamworth, I think that is, which is just on the northeast part of Birmingham. Anyway, I'm actually this Genoa, Golf Econ and Sea Oscar Alpha in the northwestern part of Italy. Microphone back to you, G0, GKU, IZ1EGT, over.
Yeah, IZ1EGT as G0, GKU. Okay, thanks for coming back to me, and we're actually trying to record a little demo I'm doing for ACB Radio, which is the net broadcaster for American Council for the Blind. Radio station, which is located in New Zealand, and they have a special program with audio-related interests such as this sort of thing and various pieces of software reviews and that like, and I'm doing one for this program and for iLink as well, so we're just trying to record a little bit of a contact with we've already done it with iLink, and we're now trying to put together one with EQSO. So I won IZ1GBT G0GKU.
Please.
Yes, IZ1EGT, there's 01 Echo Golf Tango returning for G0GKU. Just understood about your program for an association for blind people. I think that is a real good idea. I like, of course, the radio is first of all the best things for us instead to talk by the internet. Actually, I'm connected to the internet. I'm not going to the EQSO by any gateway here in Italy. I think because I'm not sure we're not allowed to run any gateway from the RF to the internet. Microphone back to you again. G0 GKU as a 1EGT over.
IZ1EGP, it's G0GKU, 100% Fabio, very good. Well, it's very good audio you've got there, and excellent quality. Anyway, I'm not going to hold it an awful long time. We've got to get going. Back to you there, Fabio, G0GKU.
Please.
Yes, IZ1EGP, returning. Okay. Microphone back to you. Could you please tell me your name? Is your name, could you please tell me your name again, just because... I've seen maybe your name on the list, but I'd like to have the confirm from you. Microphone back to you, G0 GKU, IZ1EGT.
Yeah, give a little pause. IZ1EGP, G0 GKU. Okay, fine, Fabio. Well, again, 100%. Name is Hank, Howie Will Nanking, or answer to Henry. I use them both. But I slowly got to get going here. It's been really good because you're a lovely signal to listen to. Well, anyway, you've certainly given me enough for the demo, and I appreciate it. And we'll say best of 73s on this one. So all the best. IZ1EGP. Take care, Fabio. And Hank G0GKU Kidderminster over, off, and clear. And bye-bye in your final.
Yes, yourself. IZ1EGP returning. Okay, Hank. Bye-bye, Hank. I'll see you another time. And catch you down the line again. As we stand on the radio, I think that's okay also here, yeah, Chai.
Okay, Fabio. I could hear the motor scooter or bike passing outside. So, really sensitive pickup. Bye-bye, 73s. There's a lot of scope to this program, and I think if it's the sort of thing you've been looking for, it's like the sort of thing I've been looking for years. It's here, and it's available free of charge, thanks to the auspices of M0ZPD. So, really, we've got to give thanks to M0 Zebra Papa Delta for creating this program, because it does a really good job. So, hope you all enjoy it, and the program is as much fun for you as it is for me. Bye-bye.
A big thanks to everyone who contributes toward Main Menu. If you'd like to submit an item yourself, then drop us a line to mainmenu@acbradio.org.